very big welcome to Now That's What I Call Sport on 98FM.
98FM, Now That's What I Call Sport with Jamie Moore.
Time Dublin 118, Kerry 15 points. Dublin have made history to be the first ever male team to do the five in a row.
Yeah, look, we've been involved in now six All-Ireland finals with the guys, and I haven't heard Dublin supporters as loud, I don't think, ever.
You have to congratulate Dublin on their achievement today. You're playing a team that have had five in the trot and seven in 9 years. Like I say, I'm very, very proud of the achievement of our lads and the way they fought and fought with their shoes on.
Five in a row, how does it feel?
Fine, yeah.
Was it actually talked about much in the year?
No, not really, no. Couldn't avoid it, though.
I'm very fortunate that, I've now got a lot of medals in my back pocket, and I'm thankful for everybody that's been a part of that.
Like, a lot of those supporters had a lot of bad days watching Dublin, and it's just nice. Those players have provided some really special days now for Dublin over the last number of years, so I think the players can be very proud of what they've achieved over the last number of years.
There. Good morning, and you are very welcome to our Dublin 5 in a row celebration here on 98FM. My name is Jamie Moore, and we are delighted to have you with us this morning after Jim Gavin's boys in blue made history at Croke Park. We'll hear from the Dublin boss and his opposite number, Peter Keane of Kerry. Dublin players Michael Darren McCauley and Philly McMahon will be here too, as well as Jason Sherlock and Charlie Redmond. Now, the lads were welcomed back to the Gibson Hotel last night, and that is where the party really started. And let's get our party underway on 98FM.
98FM. Now That's What I Call Sport.
Nathan Whelan, good morning. Happy Dubs 5 in a row show. How are you?
I've been better, I'm not going to lie. I'm sure there's a few sore heads in and around Dublin today, but it's allowed.
Yeah, now you're in your Dublin hat, which is very nice. And I'm in my Dublin jersey, which my dad left me this morning. He said, Jamie, I got you a Dubs jersey. I was like, great, Dad, thanks a million. Now, I'm 30, right? And I've been a size small or extra small clothes for my whole life, really. Bar when I was a baby, when I was probably even smaller. And my dad got me a large Dublin jersey. And then we took a photo there for the 98FM Twitter. The page is at 98FM. And it's fair to say, it doesn't really fit me.
Jamie, we could make two jerseys for you out of the jersey you're currently wearing. It's horrendous, I have to say.
But I have to wear it to celebrate the dub, surely?
Yeah, well, I can't really say much with my hat on at the minute either, so, you know. People in glass houses.
Yeah, I left the tags on it so I can bring it back to the shop or wherever you happen to get it or whatever, because, yeah, it's a bit big. But thanks, Dad, for that. And here's the Dubs arriving to the Gibson Hotel last night to, surprise, surprise, rounds of applause from the fans. Yeah, that was last night, and we know they partied long into the night. Of course, the morning after, the night before, when yesterday at Croker, they did this.
Full-time Dublin 118, Kerry 15 points. Dublin have made history to be the first ever male team to do the five in a row. Never has the adage goals win games seemed the more true than this evening. After a first half where Dublin started the better, only for Kerry to discover that by running at them they could match them, Owen Merchant gifted Dublin the dream second half start. Only 9 seconds in, David Moran broke the ball, but Owen Merchant ran onto it. He was pursued by Moran to no avail. He hit the net, and while Kerry responded with 2 points from there, Dublin held on to control, allowing things to even go tepid at times as they dictated the pace, while the likes of Kilkenny, Mannion and O'Callaghan hit over important scores to create a gap that Kerry couldn't close, especially when their shooting went awry. Full time, Dublin 118, Kerry 15 points.
Yeah, Mara Trasny, Callie Croker yesterday. The boys are back in town in the background on the big PA system at Croke Park. And Nathan, the Sunday newspapers are packed to the rafters with blue headlines.
They are indeed, and of course Molly Malone references as expected. The Irish Sun on Sunday went with 5 alive 0. The Irish Sunday Mirror went 5 alive 0, which is completely different. The Daily Star on Sunday went with Gavin's famous 5. The Irish Mail on Sunday said Blutopia, and the Sunday Times went with the Immortals, which of course we all know that they are.
Yes, love being a newspaper editor and coming up with the cheesy headlines and the cheesy photos and whatever. But yeah, they were sitting in their office last night going, we have to have the best headline. And they're all great, to be fair.
They are all amazing in their own way.
Now let's get on with the real business. And the man who's led the Dubs to 5 in a row, the manager Jim Gavin, who spoke to Dubs TV's Derek Ryan on the pitch at Croker shortly after his team lifted that Sam Maguire trophy again.
Yeah, I'm just absolutely elated. I'm so thrilled for the players. You see all the work that they do, the sacrifice, the hours they commit to their craft of Gaelic football. I'm delighted for the GAA clubs that support them and who have developed them. Delighted, obviously, for Dublin, the county, and just really for our fantastic supporters, those who are here with us today. And I know some people can get tickets, and then we've got other people overseas. I've got so many friends and... You know, in England and Wales and Scotland, even in Europe and in America, tuning in, and you know, just life for everybody that's associated with Dublin GAA, and not just the players that took to the field to play, the guys who travelled, I suppose, on 26 and who didn't partake, and then you've got the likes of Onor Garrett, one of my favourite players, who's just committed so much to this team this year, Michael Shields. Just all the guys who have just done so well. I'm just thrilled for them all.
You were expecting a fierce contest this evening. You certainly got that this evening, especially in that first half. A really, really brilliant contest from Kerry. Obviously the goal on Merchant's goal to start of the second half, a very unexpected goal score as well. But that was maybe the key score in the game.
Yeah, look, the first quarter we played really well. Created some great shots, took them. A lot of turnover ball in that second quarter of the game. And gave them some momentum, and you know, two drop shorts before the half time. A loose hand pass, and with a side like Kerry, they're gonna do well. But listen, great set move on the trope. Great goal by Murch. Not surprised he's well able to score them. Then from then on, I thought the work rate was phenomenal. Their discipline, the tackle. Some things might have gone away again, but listen, you just got to roll up your sleeves, and this team always stands tall and proud to be Dublin players and to represent the county. And the way they finished the game off, and again, we got a full complement on of replacements and finishers on this day, and I think that made the difference. And I'm just thrilled.
You mentioned the support all year; it's been brilliant, and it was brilliant again this evening. The cries of "Come on, you boys in blue!" at certain points before the game, and even obviously towards the end of the game as well. It's absolutely incredible again this evening.
Yeah, look, we've been involved in now 6 All Ireland finals with the guys, and each of them are unique, and the most recent one always stays in memory. But I haven't heard Dublin supporters as loud, I don't think ever, and that means a lot. And the players always reference it, that how much it means them to represent. Our county of Dublin. We're all proud Dubs. We're just delighted to be able to produce a performance like that, and to back up those people who have, made the time to be with us tonight. And I'm just delighted for them, our supporters who even stuck to the very end. And all credit to Kerry as well. The Kerry team management, all the Kerry players paid respect, and you wouldn't expect anything less from them as well. But I'm just delighted for Dublin GAA. Delighted.
You made history this evening. It's 5 All Irelands in a row. No team has ever done that before. You have to be a very, very proud man this evening to have achieved that.
Yeah, it's not really something we reference coming into the game. I don't want to be flipping about it. I know records mean a lot, but you got to be excited about even the year ahead. Listen, that's probably for another day. We're just going to really enjoy tonight and the next couple of weeks, and bringing the cup around to the schools is probably the most enjoyable part of it, and see the kids, and giving Come the Moon School a bit of a lift. There's lots of sports in Dublin. It's a great city. Obviously, we're trying to get a mark with Gaelic games. It's our identity. There's a uniqueness about our sport, and it really represents Irish, I suppose, the Irish DNA. Hurling, football, camogie. We'll be back here tomorrow with ladies football. I wish them, Mick and the girls, the best of luck, and hopefully we can celebrate a great weekend for sport and great weekend for Dublin football.
Yeah, the Dubs ladies playing Galway in the All-Ireland ladies final later on at Croker, and in a few minutes, in about 40 minutes or so, maybe half an hour actually, we're going to hear from the Dublin ladies boss Mick Bone and the captain Sinead O'Hearn, and Charlie Redmond will join us to look back on the 5 in a row. Now Nathan, I was getting creative and you write all of our podcast headlines and website stuff, and I'd like people on our text or WhatsApp number now to help us. It's 0877 98 98 98, and I'm looking for the hashtag or the phrase we're going to use next year when Dublin are going for 6 in a row, because we've had the hashtag drive for 5. So I've my own one, if I can give it to you. Our listeners again on text or WhatsApp voice note, send your congratulations to the Dubs, sing us a Dubs song, or tell us what you think we should use next year on 0877 98 98 98 is the number. Mine is hashtag search for 6.
Really?
Do you like it?
I do like it, yeah. I think I was going with the whole Ryman scheme. I'm thinking with the fix for six.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or being in the mix for six. I just came up with that right there.
Yeah, very nice. So Nathan's is in the mix for six and mine is hashtag search for six. So if you can better it, text or WhatsApp right now 0877 98 98 98 for a bit of fun. Now, we're going to continue our review of yesterday's game and we heard from one very happy manager in Jim Gavin. One not so happy but very proud of his team, the Kerry boss Peter Keane, chatting to Moira Trasany Kelly.
Look, of course we're disappointed it's an Ireland and final replay. We came here with the intention to win the drawing game. We came here with the intention to win today and we didn't, and we're disappointed.
You nearly had it twice. What do you think was the missing ingredient?
I suppose, look, there was opportunities that we probably just didn't take, and that'll happen. I suppose we fought very, very well to get back into the game. We were down 5 points at one stage in that first half, and we got back to level it at half-time. And, moving on then into the second half, I think the concession of the goal immediately after half-time, but if you're going to concede one, it probably gives you 40 minutes to get it back, and we got it back to about 2 again. But, you're not playing a bad team either, you have to congratulate Dublin on their achievement today. You're playing a team that have 5 in the trot and 7 in 9 years. Like I say, I'm very, very proud of the achievement of our lads and the way they fought and fought with their shoes on.
Before I let you go, you've been up close and personal now against Dublin twice this year and obviously earlier as well. What do you think, what do they have? Obviously you're the person who's nearly cracked that nut. What is it that they have that other teams just don't have at the moment?
I suppose, look, they have players, and that's ultimately what it comes down to. We can look at something whichever way we want, but at the end of the day, it is players win games.
That is the Kerry manager, Peter Keane. Now, I love our listeners, Nathan, because we've already had WhatsApps and texts in, and a photo from Sandra with a T-shirt, a blue Dubs T-shirt, with already written on the back, buzzing for the half dozen.
Now, that's definitely much better than both of our suggestions.
Yeah, there's one more in as well. Sixly the best.
Sixly the best.
Yeah, very nice. And pray for the Shay, says Will.
Oh, for Shay. Ah, yeah, I like that, Shay. I like that.
Why? Shay what?
Six in Irish is Shay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Penny didn't drop. Pray for the Shay. Yeah, so keep them coming in. 0877 98 98 98. And if you want to check out our Twitter page at 98FM, we've just tweeted that photo of the hashtag buzzing for the half dozen T-shirt. So you can have a look at that on our Twitter page. Now, some Dublin players, they surely have some sore heads this morning. But before they went and party the night away, we spoke to two of them, Michael Darragh-McCauley and Philly McMahon, speaking to Philip Egan.
Five in a row, how does it feel?
It's fine, yeah.
Was it actually talked about much in the year?
No. Not really, no. Couldn't avoid it, though. Any street we walked down, we heard the number five. But, we never got preoccupied with it at any stage.
It's probably one of those things that, in years to come, you can probably reflect on it as the first team, the first men seem to do it.
Yeah, like, I kind of said it before, like, it really didn't weigh heavily on me. I can't speak for the lads, but as a group, it didn't feel like it weighed heavily on us. We definitely heard it. There was no point in kind of hiding the facts, but yeah, look, it's great with all these things, even winning one, winning two, winning three, whatever. Like, it's all at the end of the day sort of stuff, and it's you know, we'll, as I said before, we'll count it all up on a bar stool someday when we're all men.
What about the game itself? Replays are often about what teams learned from the first game, and it just seemed the team was more focused, especially holding on to possession, waiting for the scoring chances.
Yeah, look, to be honest, it was far from a perfect performance from us. And Kerry, where we were giving it all in the first half, and they were right there with us at half time. So, look, it's a serious Kerry out for him. I'm not trying to play politics here. It's a serious Kerry team, and unfortunately, there's a mountain coming through at minor 21. So, look, those lads are going to be wasting Crow Park for a long, long time. And yeah, I'm sure they're going to get a few more wins as well.
Many All Ireland's now? Seven?
Seven, yeah.
Do you want eight?
Haven't decided.
I suppose it's kind of like a weight off your shoulders in many ways. You know, there's been a lot of information seeking into us all throughout the year, and it's gone now. Like, it's done. It's relief. I suppose that's the big word. I think I feel now. To me, people talk about making history, and I think a lot of lads on this team, they've had a huge amount of achievements in their life and in their career as well. So this is just another notch in history, I suppose, for a lot of them. Like, for me, I'm very fortunate that I've now got a lot of medals in my back pocket, and I'm thankful for everybody that's been a part of that. Well, you just respect that, like, because people come up to you and see you as a footballer, and you respect that. That's what they're going to say to you. And sometimes people come up to you and say five in a row, and you go, is that a question or what am I going to say? What's my response to that? So it's I suppose we haven't really been telling lawyers when we say, when people talk to us and say five in a row, that we respect that this is as footballers and that's all they see, but we couldn't be thinking that far ahead because, well, whenever it was said to us, but because it would have distracted us and it wouldn't have got us over the line. So
now that it has been achieved, can you sit back and think, wow, that's...
Yeah, now you can. Now you can say you've done it and nobody can take that away from you.
Obviously, there was a replay 3 years ago as well. What's it like as a player where you might feel 2 weeks ago that that was going to be the end of the season, but now it's been prolonged by another 2 weeks?
Well, I had my stags the following week, so I got a double whammy. So, but I suppose when you think about it, the this season has been shortened already, so we would be normally only playing in All-Ireland now and anyway, so it didn't make a difference for me or any of the lads. We've been here, we've done it, we've been in a replay in All-Ireland final, so that experience certainly helped us.
Is the stag being rescheduled?
It is, yeah. Thankfully to me mates, they had to fork out a few extra quid and it's going to be next week, so fell nicely. And if we drew again, I don't know what I would have done because the lads, I would have had very few friends, I suppose, because they would have definitely headed off and left me on my own here.
Yeah, Philly McMahon before him, Michael Darmacauley. Philly McMahon had to postpone his stag. Thankfully, they've won. So Philly McMahon's probably going to be on the batter for about 2 weeks because they've won the All-Ireland and he's going on a stag. So fair play to Philly and enjoy the stag party. Now, Nathan, our listeners are brilliant and we have lots of... six in a row chasing hashtags for next year. Give us a couple on our text there.
Yeah, Bernard sent in, it's never a fix, we're going for six. Well, Johnny from Bray said the kick for six as well. I like the ring of those.
Yeah, hashtag six in the city, up the Dubs, says another person on WhatsApp. And Declan Costello from Skerries, I think the Dubs six in the mix, and well done to Dublin on your five in a row yesterday. And thanks to Declan Costello for that. If you have a hashtag for us for next year to help us, the number on text or WhatsApp is 0877 98 98 98. Now, what about Jason Sherlock? He won the All-Ireland in 1995 as a player with Jim Gavin, the manager, as a teammate. And now he's on the coaching team that made history yesterday. And what did he think of it all? Well, our Maura Trasny-Kelly has that answer.
Winning yet another All-Ireland, this time as a manager, as a player, and rather than a player, obviously, or as part of the management team, what feels better?
Winning feels better. Unfortunately, I did it once as a player. That's a long time ago. So, but learned a lot of lessons and a lot of harsh lessons as a player. So I'd like to think since I've been involved with Jim, things have gone very well for the team. And we're just, every day we're looking to learn, looking to get better. And I think the performance today, again, was better than the last day. And it was enough to get that victory.
Football obviously has evolved from 1995, which I still think is yesterday, but people keep informing me it's much longer ago than that. Jim Gavin, I'm assuming, has evolved as a person as well. What do you think the difference is between Jim Gavin, the player of the 90s, and Jim Gavin, the manager of today?
Well, sure, as a player you're only kind of thinking about yourself. As a manager you have to obviously take a lot more factors in, and I think to Jim's credit over the last number of years he's shown he's there to serve, and he's very humble in that regard. I think his style of leadership has given Dublin the environment and the culture to perform, but ultimately it's down to the players. You know, they're the ones that set the standards, they're the ones that bring the motivation, and a manager is nothing without the players.
Are the players of today different compared to when you were playing?
They probably are, but I suppose they're more curious. But as we know from a sports science point of view and a tactical point of view, players want to know more and they want to know more information, and I suppose as a management team we want to provide them with as much as we can. And again, that's to their credit, they want to learn every day, they have a mindset that they can get better. And again, the last 2 weeks it was all about learning from the last day and preparing accordingly. And I suppose that's where we got that performance from today.
Five in a row, obviously it's a massive achievement. It's never been done before except obviously by the Cork ladies. I know you're going to say it was just a game, it's just one All-Ireland, but I'm sure you want to kick back now and think that actually is pretty cool.
I'm sure I will at some stage. I think initially my thoughts are with the players because they're the ones that deserve, and they deserve all the plaudits for what they've put in. Some young, some old. Again, you look around Croke Park, and as much as people have issues with Dublin, and I can understand some of it, like a lot of those supporters had a lot of bad days watching Dublin, and it's just nice. Those players have provided some really special days now for Dublin over the last number of years. So I think the players can be very proud of what they've achieved over the last number of years.
Obviously the backroom team can only be proud as well.
Yeah, and again, we like obviously Jim has put a team together there, and as again we've just tried to facilitate the players as best we can, and we've got a lot of things wrong, we've got some things okay, and it's just a nice environment to be working on. So no, definitely anyone on the backroom team can share in the credit of this.
Before I let you go, obviously we've all heard about your famous runs in and out off the sideline now, and the speed still probably as fast as it was in 1995, maybe even faster if you're still in training and know a bit more about sports science. You were saying a bit earlier there about how the players like information coming to them. Is that what you're doing when you're going out? Like, what are you giving them, stats from upstairs, or what are you doing?
No, far from it. Once you're in the heat of battle, it's not about stats. Again, I suppose you just go in the role that you can, and you try to either reassure or kind of encourage and stuff like that, and ultimately that's all you're there for. If I was a player, I'd like to be able to have someone in that can give me a reassuring word in my ear, and that's what I try to do. But to be fair, those players don't need much instruction.
Yeah, the Mair Fuarna, the water boy, that's his real title, but he's more than that, of course. Jason Sherlock, a key man on Jim Gavin's coaching team. Now, Dublin legend Charlie Redmond, another member of that famous 95 team, will help us look back on history. Charlie Redmond is on the line with a bit of a lack of a voice, should we say. Charlie, good morning, how are you?
Good morning, Jamie, how are you?
You were partying late into the night with the Dubs. Well done on everybody involved, and yeah, you enjoyed a few sips last evening to celebrate.
Well, I had a couple of baby shams, probably one too many last night, but yeah, look, I mean, you couldn't enjoy yourself last night. When could you enjoy yourself? It was a great day. It was a great atmosphere around the city last night, and it was something to behold. Like, days like this are, like, I mean, I know we're talking about history, but really, this great association that we have, this is the first that's ever been done in either cold. So if you couldn't enjoy last night, you'll never enjoy any night.
Yes, indeed. And a really great game, Charlie, as well. The second half, the goal from Owen Merchant just after the break as well. 9 or 10 seconds it was. And I listened to the first half on the radio. I was on the way home from a game in Belfast and listened to the lads just describe it. It was just amazing to think that so soon after half-time, the Dubs effectively got the key moment of the game for themselves.
Yeah, it was probably a mirror image of what happened against Mayo, where they came out after half-time and really, really went at the opposition. A bit like they did in the first half of the first open exchanges, double one on top of it in every sector, and they really took the game to Kerry. Now, this Kerry team are a hell of a football team, and they're going to come back, and they're going to come back very strong in the years to come, and I think we're seeing the initial stages of what's going to be a great rivalry over the next few years.
Yeah, we've spoken over the last year, Charlie, really, since the final win last year, about the hopes to win 5 in a row and become the first men's senior team to do it. Of course, the Cork ladies have done it before, but to have actually achieved that now, the players waking up this morning, and I'm heading off to Crumlin Children's Hospital straight after the show to go and speak to them, and they'll be bringing Sam Maguire around the schools this week and the homecoming during the week as well. They've become history makers, and it's amazing.
Yeah, like, I mean, they're all very young lads. Like, they're very honest, they're very modest. I know they realise what they've done, what they've achieved, but when you talk to these guys and you see them on the street, they're just ordinary, you know, Joe Soaps. They have no airs or grace about themselves, and that's something that really, really is admirable about them. And Jim, in fairness to them, has made sure that they've kept their feet on the ground at all time, and they're a credit to the association, and they're a credit to Dublin, their clubs and their families.
Yeah, we spoke to one of your other former teammates, Charlie, on the show earlier on, Jason Sherlock, who's on the coaching team with Jim Gavin, and he was asked about the role that Jim has played, and Jim himself was asked about the 5 in a row. And again, even though he's done it, he threw to, you know, the collective and the schools and the sport and the players who didn't make the bench and so on. What will he be thinking now, given he's become a history-making manager? And maybe he won't say it publicly, but surely privately, with his family, with the players, with his own brain, he has to realise how fantastically he's done in all of this.
I think Jim knows exactly what he's done. I think Jim has always been in that mode that he reflects the glory onto other people and never accepts, well, you know, his share of the credit. But that's the nature of the man, and he's not going to change. Now, we're hearing stories that he's thinking of giving up. I hope that isn't the case. I really, really want him to stay on. He has the world at his feet still. There's more All-Irelands to come in that team. And we've made history, but let's go on and create even more history next year.
Why do you think the reports are there, Charlie, about him, you know, maybe considering his future, given, and there are pressures to this job and there's a lot of commitment, and he's working full time for the Air Corps and his family and so on. I saw him bringing his kids and his wife onto the pitch again yesterday at Croker, and maybe the fact that he's achieved the history, does he want to just take a break and go, well, now it's up to someone else, I've left the squad there? Or what do you think the thought process will be, because the team are so good, surely he would see himself maybe doing more as well.
Absolutely, but I mean, the times that they have to dedicate to get the team to the to the stage of All-Ireland final is enormous. And while the player sacrifices are huge, the management team actually giving even more time in. And he's been doing this job since he was appointed in 2012. He's only lost, I think, a couple of championship games in the interim, probably one possibly. But if he walks away, and he's quite entitled to walk away if he wants to, he owes Dublin nothing. And yeah. Dublin, he has given everything that he can give. And we're very proud of him. He's conducted himself at all times in a manner that is beholding of a man of his stature. And we all hope, we all pray that he continues to stay on, because there are more All-Irelands in that team. And there are many more All-Irelands in that team. They're still a young team. They're still evolving. If you look at the team that started yesterday compared to the team that started the five in a row, there's a complete change of the guard. And I'm sure there's change of the guard to come more in the future. And let's hope Jim is there to oversee it.
And a great squad there too, Charlie. And finally, we had some fun with our listeners this morning on the show, asking for them to give us their suggestions for what the phrase or the hashtag might be for going for six in a row next year, because we had the hashtag drive for five this year. Mine, Charlie, is the hashtag search for six. We have buzzing for a half dozen, six lead the best, pray for the Shea, six in the city, kick for six. They're coming in all over the spot. Kick for six is there as well. It's never been a fix. We're going for six, and they are going for six, and they're going to have their club, of course, championship starting soon. They're going to party for a few days, Charlie, and then they're going to come back next year and try and do it all again.
Absolutely, and they'll be at one of their throats now in the fortnight time when they're representing their own clubs, as they have to be, because they're proud individuals. They, as I said before, they represent their clubs and their families in an amazing way. And when they put on their Raheny jerseys, their Ballymun jerseys, or their Kilmacud jerseys, they'll do so with great pride, and they want to win for their clubs. And if anyone gets in the way, be it a teammate or not a teammate, they'll go through and get to the ball.
Great. So, Charlie, as always, thanks a million. Enjoy the rest of your day and the weekend, and we'll see you soon. Thanks a mil.
Slán.
98 FMs. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.